remember the Giants fans.
10, 5, touchdown!
Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles here on MSG. I'm Bob Papa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Giants safety Antrell Roll was drafted in the first round by the Arizona Cardinals in 2005 and signed with the New York Giants in 2010. He brings a professionalism, leadership, and passion that he draws from both his parents in Homestead, Florida. Antrell Roll has become a fantastic football player, but he's never strayed far from his Florida roots.
Over the middle, pass intercepted by Roll. What a catch down the left sideline.
What makes me love this game so much is the competition, the preparation that goes into it, and more importantly, just letting them know that, you know, you're someone that's going to fight every second till that last second.
Let's go, baby. Pick it up. Let's go, baby.
Zach pumps, had plenty of time, now throws it over the middle, intercepted! Sliding, diving interception by Antrell Roll.
Bill Will, the heart of a champion.
You know, basically, we just put them in sports because it was the thing to do. And, you know, Antrell had to burn off a lot of energy because he was always very active. We started him out, you know, at a little league called Homestead Hurricanes, and he and Sean Taylor actually started in the same league. Then he went on to another one, Florida City Razorbacks, and that's where he stayed until he, you know, went to high school. Just a really normal childhood. You know, he did regular, you know, childhood things, but always very, very active, always very competitive, always wanted to win at any cost.
Play fake, Freeman back to throw, under pressure, heaves it downfield, intercepted by Roll at the 5.
I know that he got his competitive attitude from my father. Once I got old enough and knew in all the sports that he participated in, I said, okay, well, this is genetic, because from when I can remember, he would compete and he wouldn't stop until he won.
I was involved in everything. I played every sport you name. I played it. I played at a very high level because I like to just run and play. Our parents didn't have the opportunity to come to any of our activities we was involved in. We made pretty much a pledge to ourselves that we would be there for our kids. Not only just playing sports, but activities in school, and they was in the course, they had a play, you know, we was always there.
Being there for their children was a top priority for Antrell's parents, and a big part of that was making sure they never missed a day of school.
When it came to education, both of them are very strong with it, but she was more disciplinarian when it came to that. And I remember particularly one time where Antrell got in trouble in school, not with his grades, but he got in trouble because he was doing backflips in class. And when he was doing backflips in class, my mom held him out of a playoff game. If he didn't do well in school, my parents were not going to allow him to play.
My dad only had a sixth-grade education. He came from Nassau, Bahamas. He said, you got to go to school every day. And that's what he made us do. And I pretty much made my kids do the same thing, me and her. We made sure our kids went to school every day, and they did it for 12 years.
You know, I think they try to, you know, instill that in us as kids. They didn't have to tell us, you know, Antrell, you're going to school every day. We already knew, you know, and I think that's just something that, till this day, stands strong, and, you know, in my craft, which is football. You know, if you can be out there, be out there, because you never know when it's going to be your last go.
On August 24th, 1992, Hurricane Andrew struck the coast of South Florida, landing a direct hit on Antrell's hometown of Homestead. The massive storm was the largest in U.S. history at the time, causing over $25 billion in damage and 44 fatalities. It also destroyed Roll's home.
Hurricane Andrew took all of us by surprise somewhat because the meteorologists, you know, they predicted a storm of moderate magnitude. Hurricane Andrew also brought, you know, several small tornadoes with it. A tornado can be small. It looked just like what we've seen on television as a war zone. And that's when the shock hit you, like, I can't believe we survived this.
It was crazy to witness as a young kid, because you think you're only going to catch the outskirts of the hurricane. So, you know, we boarded up the walls and, you know, we covered up here and there, and, you know, we got all the groceries and everything like that. But when it actually hit, we actually caught the eye of the hurricane. It would hit this house, get this house, hit this house, get this house. And You know, unfortunately, we were the house that got hit, and we got hit pretty hard. You can just hear the whistling, you know, going, and you hear it going, and you just hear sucking the nails out the board. And then all of a sudden, you just hear a loud wind, and then you hear, bah! And it brushed the window to my mother's room where we all were at one point in time. And from that point on, we ran from room to room to room. And there was nothing left standing in my house except for one room, which was my sister's room. And that happened to be the final room that we were in.
And you know how it is when you have kids. You never let your kids see you sweat.
My parents never allowed us to feel what they were feeling, which I'm sure was stress. And that sticks with us as well, you know, taking care of family.
It's always pretty much been, you know, just us, you know, the five of us in our household. We've grown to love each other. And more importantly, we've learned to and grew to have each other's back, you know, no matter what the circumstances are.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles on Trail Roll.
I'm a little baby right here, man. It's my toy. So you can't take this. You can't take this to New Jersey because they won't even know what it's about. 75 Chevy Caprice.
Ooh, hey! Pop to the beat for your boy.
Welcome back to Giants Chronicles on Trail Roll. Homestead, Florida is home to South Dade Senior High School, Ontrell's alma mater. And whenever he's back home, he likes to revisit the place where so many good memories reside.
Ooh, old stomping ground. I do like how that looks. My high school days are ones that, you know, I would never ever forget. You know, this is where my work ethic really started to show themselves, you know, and just building all around foundation of who do I really want to be? Do I want to be amongst the best? And I always chose to be amongst the best. And, you know, that's why me, myself, you know, donating this weight room, you know, to the youngster, you know, just, you know, maybe just give them a boost of confidence. You know, when you walk in here, you see someone from your hometown and it's, you know, letting you know that, you know, it's possible. You know, just because you're from Homestead, you know, there might not be many of us that comes from here, you know, that may, you know, go to college or even go to the NFL, but, you know, it's possible. Train like a champion. Good motto.
25 miles up the Florida coast on the campus of the University of Miami is the Hecht Athletic Center, a place Ontrell knows very well from his days as a Miami Hurricane. In his 4 years at Miami, Ontrell recorded 183 tackles and 5 interceptions. And in his senior season, he was named a consensus first-team All-American at cornerback.
I can't say it was a lifelong dream to go to the University of Miami. I was leaning more towards Florida all the way until I actually went and I trained at University of Miami for one day. You know, just to go out there and just work out, just to get a feel of how it was. And the brotherhood that I saw there, you know, the camaraderie, just the amount of talent and the competitive nature that I saw there. I was like, man, like, this is where I belong.
40 sprints. So you start here, 40 sprints. Excellent. Trail, now from right there, you're going to sprint back forward. Coming to me.
I've been training Antrell since he's been here through college. The thing that makes him special is his heart. He's very competitive and also his character. He's a high character guy, but has unbelievable work ethic and very competitive. I mean, he don't like to be behind. He always want to be on top.
Way to run. There you go.
He's one guy that's going to be consistent, and I think that's a key word, I think, in being successful. He know what got him to that point, and he's going to stay consistent and keep working, even though it's tough, as you can tell from the day. But he's willing to go through that because he know the payoff from it.
It's that MetLife, y'all. Nothing in life comes easy.
A trip back home wouldn't be complete without a stop at the local barbershop to get a quick cut, catch up with some old friends, and talk a little football.
It's always a good day for a haircut, huh?
Or sleep. Either or.
Ontrell's been getting his hair cut at the same place by the same guy for the last 15 years.
Where we met? We met in the barbershop.
Fatheads.
Fatheads. No, Fatheads or Hair Palace. I used to go to this barbershop in Naranja called Hair Palace, and, you know, he was the youngest dude in there. I think he might have been 14, 15 at the time.
you know, in that Cutting Hair along with everybody else. So that's where he got the name Youngblood. A barbershop is just a man's playground. And, you know, you can talk about sports, and no matter who it is, you know, you can come in here and complete it and meet a complete stranger and, you know, and become best friends overnight.
We have a Packer in here.
We got a Packer nation.
We know we travel well.
We're
in Miami as well, man. We got a Packer over here.
Total Seahawks. Look at him. He got the Seahawks on.
He's
rocking the LeBron
Seahawks. This is like a brother to me. So he played for the Giants. I'm a Giant. And with everything that's taking place over there in New York and all the love that he's gotten, I'm always going to be a Giant. But I got to go for my home team, too. I'm still a Dolphin. But I'm a Giant first.
Oh, boy. Bro,
you kissing.
Boy, you better go on.
Whatever, you know, happens in the barbershop stays in the barbershop. Whatever spoke about in the barbershop stays in the barbershop. It's just, you know, the rule that I'm sure that, you know, many of us live by.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles on Trail Roll. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles on Trail Roll. In 2005, Entrell Roll was selected in the first round of the NFL draft by the Arizona Cardinals. Entrell spent five seasons in Arizona and recorded 335 tackles and 12 interceptions. Following the 2009 season, Entrell Roll was an unrestricted free agent. And on March 5th, 2010, he signed with the New York Giants.
I remember when Entrell first went to the Giants, and he called me back and he said, you know, Mom, he said, you know, these guys got talent like I've never seen before. Super talented that I know we can go all the way.
From the very beginning, Entrell became one of the outspoken leaders of the team.
I took a lot of, you know, criticism for, you know, being a loudmouth, being a guy who, whatever.
Let's go out here and be great, man. Let's go out here and hit. Let's go out here and spit. Let's go out here and bust this.
And to be honest with you, it really doesn't bother me because I know who I am. You know, the coaches know who I am. The players and on my team know who I am. They know I'm not a guy that just talks all the time or just always has something to say. You know, I'm a guy that I love to have fun. But at the same time, when I go on the field, I'm going to give you 100%, whether it's in practice or whether it's in the game. And I think that's something that they all can vouch for. So when I speak, I'm either speaking for one or two reasons. One, because it's what we feel collectively as a group, but, you know, no one will say.
We will fight.
We will fight.
So we can't fight no more.
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 If I feel that's going to give us a better outcome of winning, if I feel that's going to make us gel more as a unit, if I feel that, you know, it's going to bring us in all as one, I would never, ever in a million years speak about myself. Everything I speak is always for the team.
Putting the team first has paid off big for both Entrell and the Giants. In 2013, he was named team captain on the defense and went on to register a career-high 98 tackles. He also exemplifies the New York Giants' motto, all in.
Taking in the all in concept, I think that term meant everything to me. It allowed me to just go out and just be the type of player that I know I can be for my teammates. And once that registered to me, I just knew that, you know, I was going to go out there and play like a monster. And I think for that 2011 season, we were underdogs, you know, playing Atlanta. We were underdogs playing Green Bay. San Francisco, we were underdogs, which was probably, you know, one of the hardest games I've ever played in my life. For us to go and come together as a team, I mean, that's the only thing that did it. I mean, you can say talent, you can say luck, you can say playmaking, but the only thing that allowed us to come together and win the Super Bowl was us, you know, just having that all-in mentality, you know, leaving all the selfishness behind and doing whatever it was going to take for us to be united and go out there and win as a team. You know, everyone had to put their own selfish goals to the side, you know, at that point, and just, you know, play for the guy beside you, not for the guy within.
In Super Bowl 46, Entrell and the Giants would battle the New England Patriots and their superstar quarterback Tom Brady, who's coming off the best season of his career.
We all know that, you know, he's definitely one of the best quarterbacks in his league, and he loves to throw that ball. He's a gunslinger. If you can just make them think just a tad bit longer, you know, a split second longer, you know, that can determine outcomes of the game. And I think that's what we did as a defensive unit. You know, it allowed those guys to go after the quarterback, you know, OC, Tuck. It allowed us to go out there and play together. And more importantly, there was nothing he can do with the ball because everyone played together and, you know, everyone played lights out.
And on the game's final play, the Giants secondary would turn the lights out for good.
Brady's back. Brady's under pressure. Brady's chased. Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Still Will, the heart of a champion.
This is what we need to be saying all on deck, all in. We will not be denied world champ.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles on Trail Roll.
World champion, buddy. We the world. We the best in the world. Parade on Tuesday.
Welcome back to Giants Chronicles on Trail Roll. The national recognition that comes with winning a Super Bowl championship is an honor that every pro football player works hard to earn. But back in Homestead, Florida, Entrell received perhaps an even greater tribute when his high school hosted the first ever Entrell Roll Day.
And when people ask me where I'm from, I don't say Miami, Florida. I'll say Homestead, Florida.
You know, I mean, that day is definitely a miraculous day for myself as well as my family. And as well for many others, you know, born and raised here in the Homestead community. I always run across the question that people say, you know, why you live in Homestead? Like, there's nothing there. And for them, it may seem like there's nothing there, but for me, it's everything here.
Well, Entrell was blessed because of his talent that he's always had, natural talent. He does not like to be different. So him staying in Homestead was a part of, for one, being very family oriented and a mama's boy that literally calls her 4 or 5 times a day.
So he said, Mommy, you say I saw a house for sale. Well, where is it? Down the street. Where? You know, Entrell loves South Beach too. I said, down the street?
I want to go play basketball with Mo, Joe, whoever. You know, I want to go play basketball with Mo, Joe, whoever. And that's just the kind of person I am. And I think by me doing that, it keeps me extremely humble.
He goes down to the restaurant down on Chrome Avenue in Homestead and eat every morning, hanging out with the kids, you know, up and down the street. I mean, you wouldn't think he had anything. You wouldn't even know he even played football if people didn't know him.
And that's what we love about him, because at the end of the day, the character will outlast the contract. Absolutely. And that's what matters.
I chose to just stay down here in the Homestead community where I can shine light on others, where they can just go to the grocery store and see me, where they can, you know, go to the basketball court and see me, where they can go to the bowling alley and just see me and understand that, this dude, he's here. You know, he's here for us. He's here for us to see. And, it lives on.
In his fourth season with the Giants, Entrell has become a leader on the field and in the locker room. A Super Bowl champion who's the pride and joy of his family and Homestead, Florida.
I'm more proud of the way he's handled himself with the success. A lot of things happen to athletes and, you know, they get themselves into or someone gets them into. I'm more proud of his character off field than I am with his talent on field, because he's always had that. So I'm used to that. He's still just my little brother.
He carried himself just like he did when he was in high school. Nothing changed other than his title and his money. But nothing else changed. He's the same kid.
We just have that unconditional love. You know, it just doesn't matter what it is. I never, ever have to look up in the stands and wonder if my parents are there, because I know they're always going to be there. They've been right there by my side for each and every game. Same for my brother and sisters. You know, I think they're definitely my backbone. You know, my sister, she's the one that speaks her mind more than anyone. And at the same time, I think she's so passionate about, you know, her brothers and her mother's and father. My brother's very quiet. He's very reserved.
but at the same time, I see my brother as an overseer. You know, he's the one that's going to always look after you. He's always going to be the one to watch your back. He's always going to be the protector. I think we all serve, a different purpose, you know, within this family. I've always been able to be myself because I consider myself, a fairly good guy. I'm never, ever the one to cause trouble. I'm never, ever the one to, you know, to be in harm's way. So I just live freely, you know. I mean, you only live life once, and I try to live it to the best of my abilities, and I've been extremely blessed and fortunate, you know, to be in the situation that I'm in. So I just try to take advantage and make sure I take my brother, my sister, my mother, my father on the ride right along with me.
Although Entrell has been to Pro Bowls and won a Super Bowl and become one of the true leaders of the Giants, he's never strayed away from his core, which is family, his roots in Florida, and being the best that he could be. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Giants Chronicles Entrell Roll. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Thanks for joining us for Giants Chronicles here on MSG. This segment is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com.